Well, you're listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one daily news story well told. I'm Jeff Struss. I'm here today with Pamela Christian, and she's a charismatic apologist who seeks to help people discover and live in life-giving truth and the certain hope truth provides. Her Faith to Live By book series has won multiple awards, and she hosts a podcast by the same name on the Charisma Podcast Network. She's here today to talk about what's going on in America, and what is the correct way to think about current events. She's brilliant. You won't want to miss it right after this.
Virginia teachers, take the lead in education with up to 64% off your graduate degree at Liberty University. This year has forced you to innovate, adapt, overcome, and you've not only risen to the challenge, you've crushed it. Now help education emerge from this crisis stronger than ever with your MAT or MED degree. Our transfer-friendly degree programs are 100% online and start as low as $282 per credit hour. It's our thanks for all you do for our future. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
Well, you're listening to the Charisma News Podcast. This is Jeff Struss, and we're here today with Pamela Christian. She's an author. She's a host on our Charisma Podcast Network, and she's just a joy to speak to, and she's here today. Pamela, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Jeff.
Oh, absolutely. So glad we can make this happen, and it fits within your schedule. As I mentioned in the introduction, you have your Faith to Live By book series, which is an award-winning book series, and you have a podcast on our network. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about your podcast?
Absolutely. It's been a joy doing it, and I'm looking forward to renewing. Faith to Live By is the title, but it's also the application. What has been heavy on my heart for decades is how people have a lot of head knowledge, but not a lot of application of their Christian faith. They're not seeing and operating in the victorious ways that Christ wants us to live. Conversely, we have a lot of charismatics. I'm also a charismatic, who are more for the experience than they are about learning. So what I want to do as a charismatic apologist is to bring a good balance between life realities and spiritual realities. So it's all about life application and how we can really live out the Christian faith and the victorious life that Christ died to give us.
It's amazing, and I'm having to restrain myself because I want to just like jump right into this because, of course, I'm thinking about Jesus' admonition that, you know, the Father's seeking worshipers who worship him in spirit and in truth. We've got these two dynamics. They are not opposed dynamics. What's a good balance, in my opinion? 100% spirit-led, 100% led by the Word of God. That's a good balance, fully in both of those places. But I think you're making a great point here. And perhaps we wouldn't have to look much further than our culture. You still got a lot of individuals in our nation who claim to be Christians. Maybe they'll put that down on a survey card. And yet, my goodness, the culture is certainly not reflecting Christian values.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of demographic studies that bear that out. Certainly Barna Research Group has done a great job of showing us that we have a lot of professing Christians, but very few truly born-again Christians. I think the percentage, if I'm right, and I don't want to bore people with numbers, but it's important to understand this part, about 75% of people in America profess to be Christians. Then you take 25, 25, and 25. So the 125% are just namesake only. The other 25% may be born again, but they do not live out their Christian faith. Then there's the 25% who are closer to living out their Christian faith, but even in that last 25%, only the 7 to 9% are truly born again, living their faith Christians. We've got to change this.
Well, as an apologist, you obviously have a passion for explaining and proving the veracity of the Word of God as trustworthy, as reliable. But it's not just something that we can adhere to. It's something that we can live out today in present tense culture. So what are a few keys that you normally hit on when you're talking about, you know, translating the text, the truth of the Word of God into an active, vibrant life?
Well, to begin with, I start with truth itself. That has become so convoluted in our culture, in our counterculture, and in everything that's going on. We've got to get back to the basics, and that's to define what truth actually is. And it's not relative. like a lot of people want to claim. Truth is not that all roads lead to the same God and the same heaven. Truth is not that all the religions can be harmonized and blended. And in fact, that was the focus of my first book in the book series, and that book is called Examine Your Faith, Finding Truth in a World of Lies. What I wanted to do with that book and what I'm learning I have accomplished is to help people compare the different religions to see that there is one that is outstanding, and that's the Christian faith based in the Judeo roots that we have. But starting with truth is also innocuous. It doesn't off-put people. If I walk up to somebody and talk about the Bible, I can turn them off right away because they don't believe the Bible is anything other than another religious book. Or if I talk about Jesus, I can turn people off right away because they think all roads lead to the same heaven and that Christianity is actually exclusive when, in fact, it's inclusive because anyone who wants to come to the Father through faith in Christ is welcome. So starting with truth, that I think has been the key for me in being able to enjoy in conversation, because no one wants to live their life on the basis of a lie. Everyone wants to live on the basis of truth, which is really interesting, Jeff, if you think about it, because that means we all universally have a moral compass. We know that truth is good and lies are bad.
Of course, I'm thinking of C.S. Lewis's Mere Christianity, you know, some of his claims to the evidence for faith, the evidence for Christianity. There is this hardwiring for a desire for truth. Okay, I'm gonna prod a little bit. The human sexuality, LGBTQ, so on and so forth, this is at the forefront right now of everything that every politicians, celebrities, you know, hopefully many pastors and leaders are talking about this. How are you engaging in this area as a Christian apologist where you have to convey, hey, this is what the Bible teaches?
Yes, I do want to always get back to this is what the Bible, because that's our supreme authority. And praise God that he gave us a written document that we can fall back on and pore over again and again to make sure that anything we come to believe is aligned with truth. But I think the important thing in our culture is to appeal to the felt needs of individuals. Now, a lot of people are very sympathetic with those who live in deviant lifestyles. My heart breaks for the children who are being caught up in this transgender whole
yeah.
thing. But we need to appeal to people, again, on the side of truth. What makes the most sense? A lifestyle that is can be actually proven with the research and stuff that's occurred to shorten a person's lifespan? Does that make sense to actually promote a lifestyle that will literally shorten a person's lifespan? That one single question is a good conversation starter.
Yeah. Okay, so you're saying, okay, we have the truth as a bedrock, but then there are ways and means of communicating and engaging with these various topics where we're not, you know, quote-unquote Bible thumping at the culture, but we are... Jesus
appealing.
Appealing. I've often said the apostolic commission from the Word of God is to be as harmless as doves, as wise as serpents. And so that's kind of like that wise as serpents aspect. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And when we look at Jesus's example, he did speak harshly to the Pharisees and the Sadducees. That is true. But when he was speaking to the common person, he appealed to them. You know, why do you call me Lord? Why do you call me teacher? I mean, he inquired of them to connect with them on a personal level first, and then he gained their trust, which is essential. If you know anything about apologetics, and I know you do, trust is essential. Relationship is essential. So we never want to come off as holier than thou or talking down, because we're not. We are all sinners saved by grace. We're all equal. So appealing to a person's felt needs, appealing to maybe their dissatisfaction with life. One of the questions I've asked that has become popular is that if God is sovereign over all, does that make him responsible for all? And of course, we have free will. God didn't create evil. Our free will, through Lucifer to begin with, brought all this upon us. But God is not leaving us as orphans. He has already provided the solutions. That's the victory that many people who know a little bit about Christianity want to live in. They want to see the signs and miracles and wonders, but you know, we have to be grounded in the truth.
Right. And, you know, God's word is keeping us, you know, Jesus said there's a broad way that leads to destruction. You know, various impulses, desires, all these different things can lead us astray. But again, for those that have their foundation in the word of God, he keeps bringing us back to truth, bringing us back to life. And I'm so glad that you're one of the voices that are, you know, calling our generation back to that place. You know, switching gears a little bit, I want to try and, again, hit on some of the more current topics that are going on right now. There was a conference you and I were just speaking about that recently occurred, the Health and Freedom Conference. You feel like it was a big deal. Talk to us about it.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, let me back up a little bit. Beginning with the fall of 2019, I was really seeking the Lord, and I felt like he was telling me, justice is coming, justice is coming, justice is coming. So as events began to unfold in the year 2020, one after the other, one being more worse than the previous, and then COVID, I never became fearful. I knew that this was God exposing the evil and corruption in our midst so that when he administers his justice, we are all awakened. Not woke, but awakened
very
to what's
things.
Really been going on in our midst.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And one of the things that I often say, and we have to admit the truth, right? That's what we're after. We all want truth. The reason the Bible says that judgment will begin with the house of the Lord is because we, who belong to Christ, have the truth. We have the mandate to share the truth and to let God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So if there's been any failure, it's been the church. So what we are seeing in the year 2020 and 2021, and there are other prophets that feel the same way I do, who believe the same way I do, feelings don't count on this, God is exposing the corruption to wake up his people. He is giving us yet another second chance. The key is repentance, according to 2 Chronicles 7:14. The key to everything with God is repentance. And what God has done, and I rejoice, he has allowed many people to become awakened to the extent of evil and corruption and how our government is not who we should trust. The media is not who we should trust. The only one worthy of our trust is God. So with all of this said, I have been coining a phrase this past year on my podcast, Make America Godly Again, which is soon to be a bumper sticker, and I hope the whole nation gets a bunch of them.
There you go. Make America Godly Again. I'm signing up for it. The reality of trust and truth is getting stretched, perhaps, more than any other generation that's ever been alive. I don't think there's ever been more content and more voices in the earth, and yet more skepticism about who you can trust. So, Pam, how are you navigating this? What would be your advice to our listeners that are saying, listen, I know there's a lot of misinformation, what do they call it, fake news out there. Hey, on every which side, we'll just put it out there, on every which side, there is a lot of misinformation. And so now the Bible tells us we need to be lovers of the truth. What does that mean to you in 2021 America?
Well, it's simply to reject anything that is not true. And, you know, there are some tests, some really easy tests that we can apply to a matter to determine if it's true or not. Let's see if I can remember them. There's only three. One is the truth is universal. Whatever's true in my state is true anywhere else in the world. Only one thing can be true and all opposing matters are false. And the third item is that truth always lines up with reality. So the way I like to make that point is that as much as I want to claim I'm not overweight and I don't have cellulite, reality reveals something otherwise.
Sure. So as believers, knowing that the truth is out there, of course, ultimately the truth is a person. It's Jesus Christ himself. He said, I am the way, the truth and the life. And you know, when you say truth is universal, it is a reminder, because I think it's like the fish that's swimming in the aquarium. They don't even know they're in water. It surrounds us, this idea that, well, that's not my truth or that's your truth. Mm-hmm. But really, there really is one truth, isn't there?
Absolutely. And in fact, in working on the podcast that will be broadcast on the 28th, my new podcasts come out each Wednesday. One of the things that the Lord has really had me focus on is that we need to live with the end in mind. These are not the last days. They may be the beginning of the last days, but we still have God's promises for the end. And if we are suffering today and we can live with the end in mind, just like Christ did, For the joy set before him, he endured all he did with the cross. If we can live with the end in mind, if we can live confident of God's promises, then we can endure whatever we're suffering in the now and see the victory Christ died to give us.
So you're engaged with media in a powerful way. You're writing, you're speaking, the podcast. Obviously, this is because this is an area that God's called you to, anointed you to. And of course, I want to encourage our listeners to check out your podcast here on the Charisma Podcast Network, Faith to Live By. But so what is your admonition to the everyday believer out there right now that's saying, how do I more actively walk out my faith during these unprecedented times?
Okay, the first thing we need to understand is the kryptonite to faith is fear.
Yeah.
So if we are in any measure fearful or double-minded, we are not going to be able to live in the fullness of our faith. So we need to very bravely, and it takes a lot of courage, because you may be examining or reconsidering ideals or philosophies that you gained from your parents or somebody else that you really trust. And it may feel like an affront to even reconsider what you were taught. But we each one will be responsible for ourselves living, discovering and living in life-giving truth. And another point about truth is it's not one and done. It's a process of discovery. It's a lifelong process of discovery. So we need to be active about pursuing truth. And unfortunately, our public school systems have taught people what to think instead of how to think.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of people in our culture who really don't have critical thinking skills. Now, I'm not talking down about them when I say that, but I'm explaining that we need to have a different approach to reach people who really don't have the ability to critically think and examine something. We need to help them through, and the best way to do that is with questions, because questions, again, appeal, and questions show you care about the individual and you respect them. So that's a path that I like to use.
It's beautiful. And again, you know, as you were speaking, you said that it is a process. And, you know, that reminds me of John 8:31. If you continue in my word, then you are truly my disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. That might be a great way for us to land our interview today. But, you know, Pam, I love to have our guests pray over our listeners, and because I know that you carry your history with God, the anointing that's on your life as a speaker of truth to this generation. And if you're willing, I'd love to have you just pray a blessing over our listeners as we end our podcast today.
Father God, how I thank you for who you are, all you've done, and all you promise yet to do. Help us each one to learn to live with the end in mind. Help us, Lord, each one to be diligent about seeking the truth and maintaining the truth. Let us each one be wise enough to realize not everything we hear is 100% true. And let us be, as the Bereans, your people who search things out, that we can, in fact, be the ambassadors and the salt and the light that you want us to be, that your will is done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, I pray that the works that you've allowed me to do, the works that are being done through all of the podcasters on Charisma Podcast Network, that you will anoint it all, you will bless it all, bring favor and grace, and that we will be among the people you are calling upon in these days to raise up the standard and to restore righteousness in our nation for the benefit of many, many people and all for your glory.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Pam, it was so great to have you on today. For those that want to connect with you, hear your podcast, maybe purchase one of your books, what's the best way for our listeners to connect with you?
Probably the easiest to remember for this situation is Faith to Live By at PamelaChristianMinistries.com. Plural, PamelaChristianMinistries.com.
Wonderful. And again, her Faith to Live By book series, you're going to want to check out, as well as her podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Pam, it was a pleasure having you on the podcast today.
Thank you so much, Jeff. It's been great. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. God bless. You've been listening to the Charisma News Podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. God bless.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.